This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
I'm Kev Jackson. Today on the Northland Angler, one of the founders of Northland Fishing Tackle, Dwayne Peterson. I had a chance to talk to Dwayne when he was at another thing he's very, very, very passionate about, and that was Bemidji's Take a Kid Fishing event. We talked about that. We talked about the then upcoming Knights of Columbus Walleye Classic on Lake Bemidji and much, much more. Well, now we're checking in with the guy who's been to these fish fries for, I don't know, how many years has it been now, Dwayne?
32 years.
32 years. Dwayne Peterson, one of the founders of the Take a Kid Fishing event. We've asked the question before, but let's ask it again. How did this whole thing come about?
Well, in 1986, we had the governor here, the governor's fishing opener, and we put together a group of fishing enthusiasts, like 100 of them, that took the governor and his party and the media fishing and in the Bemidji area and had a lot of success with it. And a year later, we thought it would be a shame not to put that same 100 volunteer-type fisher people into action, so we spawned the Take a Kid Fishing organization, and that would have been in 1987.
And 32 years later, we're still doing it.
We are, and it's an amazing run, you know. We had a meeting last night, and there were several guides that were recognized that have been here all 32 years. It was awesome to see, but we also had another new nucleus of five or six people that were guiding for the first time. So we've had attrition, but we've had a lot of consistency in the program.
I've talked to you enough times to know that you do this because you just think it is so important to keep that next generation out on the water.
Well, even more so, I think, today, 32 years later than it was, 32 years ago. I think the need that we see, fishing is a vehicle. The need, I think, is to get kids outside, to get them interested in something other than indoor activities and iPads and the like. Fishing is a vehicle to experience the outdoors and learn an appreciation for nature, and that's what our guides do. We give them not only a fishing experience, but we try to expose them to the good things that that Northern Minnesota allows us to experience, and it's all good. If we can get kids outside and having some fun and getting some sun on their face and some fresh air, it's a good thing.
Absolutely is, and I've talked to enough kids. I haven't been here all 32 years, but I've been here close to 30 of them, and every year it's the same story. They're really glad they came. They really had fun. They maybe never fished before, but I've never met a kid who says, that wasn't any fun.
No, you got that right. We've sat here and stood here and watched the team after team come in with stringers of fish from various area lakes. Every species of fish you can imagine has come in here today, and the smiles on these kids' faces and the work that these guides do to find a good fishing experience for these kids is amazing. We got blessed with good weather again today. We had a little wind that we dealt with, but it was very tolerable, and it looks like everybody caught fish and everybody had a great experience.
Well, I know, your son Travis has been involved for many years. He ran it for a few years, still guiding. Did he start out as an angler, or was he too old for that?
No, I think I don't think he was too old. I just don't think that he probably, I didn't let him take one of the places that the kids could have, I guess, at that time. I guess I can't remember for sure, but both he and my son Craig have been guides in the program, and Travis was a real catalyst for several years. He was a lead guide, did a lot of the organization, and I'm proud of that effort. But fishing is what we do, and if we can share it with people, we feel good about it.
Well, as long as we have you here, I haven't had a chance to chase you down yet this spring, but how's it been out there?
Fishing's been pretty good. I've fished walleyes quite a bit on a variety of different lakes throughout the area. I've been to Red Lake a couple times. I've been on Bemidji and Andrusia and Big Lake and Long Lake, and I've fished walleyes and crappies primarily. I haven't fished bass much yet, but I'll do that after we get done with the KC Walleye Classic, which is Saturday. We've been prepping for that a little bit now, but But fishing, for the most part, has been very good area-wide. You know, Red Lake started out gangbusters and, you know, slacked off some, but it's still great fishing. Winnie is putting out a lot of big fish, not so much, I guess, on the eater side, but Bemidji's been good. Opening weekend was good most places, so I think we started fast, and it's still pretty good.
And the word I've been getting is it's still primarily that famous Northland jig.
Well, we've made a living with the fireball jig, and we're still trying to make a living with a fireball jig. And there's a lot of ways to catch fish out there, and we just happened to have hung our hat on the fireball jig many, many years ago. It was a great concept with a short shank hook and a wide gap, and it was a jig that was built for live bait. And it fit the walleye circles to a T. And to this day, I swear today that I fished all day with a fireball jig, and most of the week walleye fishing. I fish with an 1/8-ounce stand-up fireball jig, and a lot of people do. But I'm saying that there's a lot of good fish and tackle products out there today, and good quality, and lots of options. But it seems like that jig, no matter what it might be, with a spot tail shiner or a sucker minnow on it or a rainbow minnow, this time of the year, when it's all said and done, is hard to beat.
You know, I don't fish nearly as much as you guys do, but when I fish, if I could fish jig and minnow all the time, that's what I do.
Me too. I love the jig and the minnow. You're in contact with that, you know, directly with that bait at all times, and you can keep putting fresh bait on that jig head. Like I say, there's a lot of ways to catch them, and we're transitioning a little bit to live bait fishing now and also to spinner fishing. But I like fishing with a jig, and particularly early season when the fish are shallower. You can cast to them, you can long line drag with a jig. You get the bite, you set the hook, and it's game on.
Knights Columbus Walleye Classic, who are you fishing with?
I'm fishing with Travis.
Okay.
He and I have fished for years in the KC Walleye Classic. We won one year, so we're trying to be the first team that has won twice. I don't think they've had a two-time winner yet, so there's a lot of us that are trying to win for the second time. We've been close a couple times, but in my fishing career, which is a long one, and I've done a lot of tournaments, one of my most coveted win was probably winning the, at that time, the Krause Anderson Walleye Classic on Lake Bemidji with my son Travis. It's hard to win on your home lake, and it was fun to win that one, and I'd sure like to win another one.
Who's the captain of the boat, father or son?
Well, I tell you what, I've kind of handed that tiller handle over to Travis here the last few years, and he's a better fisherman than I am now, and I've still got some ideas, and I can still catch a few now and then, but I put him on the controls.
Dwayne, thanks for your time today. Thanks for being a part of this great event, and we'll talk to you soon.
That'll be great. Thank you.